It's okay. It's going to be another good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day way to work your way through the day is now upon your ears and upon your head. And congratulations to Jennifer Horn for making it back again for yet another reprisal of her role as the bubbling blonde. There she is. The role of the other person is not played by a bubbling blonde. Not even a brunette.
I could try, though, if you like.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. There's Mr. McFadden. The state of the world, as I understand it to be, more rain in the Midwest where I was this weekend, Ohio, Indiana, a lot of flooding going on for you folks. Not a pleasant situation, but just think we'll have lots of water in the soil when you get it so that you can plant it. Things will grow. Let's have a round of applause. For moisture! Yay! How come I'm the only one who's claiming?
Lots of rain, man. The creek was coming up towards the house yesterday.
All the snow. Everything's melting and causing flood. There'll be a lot of flooding all over the Northeast, from the Midwest to the Northeast, through the spring, I think, at least through the first part of April. Things are really warm. It's raining hard in the Boston area, New England this morning. Temperatures in the 40s. It'll melt a lot of the snow, and, you know, just makes a big muddy mess. This time of year is so dirty. Nasty. What else goes on this time of year? Well, March Madness. Richie, what do we
gearing
need
up
to know of anything about the
what do you
state
need
or
to
the
know
fate?
Of March Madness is that
March
Michael
Madness.
Fortier will
it's
not
basketball
be here next Thursday and Friday and Saturday because of March Madness, because he's going to the games here in the Washington, D.C. region.
I see.
And he can't. Need to know. That's
he's
the only
he's such a wimp that he cannot get up after going to a game.
He gets home. Fortier is the funniest person in the world.
Yes,
he gets home at midnight or just after midnight. It's like, I need my 8 hours sleep. I can't work on 4 hours sleep. So he will. He takes
and
we,
you and I would be. You and I would be off the air if that were the case.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well,
did he buy the tickets?
He and his brother go.
Really?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's the one thing in the world he spends money on. Cheap. He's so cheap.
Hit him up for a loan, Richie.
It's Mardi Gras, too, Dougie.
Mardi Gras, Fat
Tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Yeah, buddy.
And Richie's getting, you're going the end of the month, though, right? Down to that?
No, I don't go till May. I go to Jazz Fest. I wouldn't be caught dead down there for Mardi Gras. That's too crazy.
So, Roberta Fasinelli, by the way, who's normally has been here for a month, her mom did finally pass away over the weekend. And she is much relieved. People will send their condolences. Irma Fasinelli, what a great name. Irma Fasinelli, on to the reunion with her husband. And Roberta is relieved. I know, I can tell by, I didn't talk to her, I got an email.
It's been a
her
long couple of years for her. I mean, that's like 3 or 4 years where her mom's just been
holding on.
Slowly deteriorating.
Dementia
to the point. And anybody who's gone through this, we've all had our parents or grandparents who have gone through this, it's hard, man.
Very
they're just
hard.
There. They're just.
And hard to make the decisions.
Yeah. You have to just decide, okay, we're not going to resuscitate. We're not going to feed them. We're not going to do a lot of things. And that's what happens at the end. I want somebody to just push me off of a cliff. I better not. Not now, folks. No, not now. Long time from now. That's it. A long time from now. All right, the price of gasoline has a lot of people talking. The need for alternative fuel, the need for alternative to the Middle East. Do you know how long I've been on the radio long enough to have had this conversation at least 40 times? And each time we all say the same thing, and each time we all do the same thing. We ignore it. The price of gasoline goes down, so we start buying it again. Right now there's a resistance movement. The use of petroleum products, at least gasoline, going down. People are not driving as much as well they ought not to. And I was talking about Donald Trump earlier in terms of what he says as he prepares to run for the presidency. He's talking a lot about these sorts of things, the kind of foolishness where we prop up these dictators and pay through the nose. We have so many different things. And I have made it no secret that I think Trump would actually be quite a good president for a number of different reasons. Here's yet another thing, in addition to the oil that he was talking about, as a focus on Afghanistan. This is as crazy as going into Iraq. Now, you heard me criticize, as we went into Iraq, that we ought not to be there. Once we were there, though, we needed to stay. Once we messed everything up, we had to stay to fix it. And we've done a fairly good job at that. the people in Iraq do not dislike us the way the news media would like you to believe that they dislike us. That's not the case in Afghanistan. The people in Afghanistan really don't like us. And one of the reasons we ourselves ought not to like going there, Bush's problem was he ought to have, when he went into Afghanistan, finished it off there and then. Obama comes in, he says, okay, the right war is Afghanistan. So he goes over there. Here's what's going on. And Trump hit this nail on the head. We go to Afghanistan, we build a road, we build buildings, schools, that sort of thing. The schools are getting blown up, the roads are getting blown up, and all the buildings are getting blown up. So what do? We start all over again. We build a new road or highway, we build a new school, we build new buildings, and they get blown up again. And Donald asks the question we all ought to be asking. What are we doing there is the first question. Secondly, why aren't we building roads in Alabama? Why aren't we building schools in Alabama? Why, or at least we build schools in Alabama, roads in Alabama, they're not going to get blown up. We're going to have to do the same thing over and over again. And there's some future in it for America. We ought to be out of there as soon as possible. That Richie says that once these guys become president, somebody shows them a secret file and they all change their stripes.
Right.
There's stuff we don't know.
Well, you know what?
They run this big campaign, spend millions of dollars. Yeah. They pull the shade over all of our eyes. We vote for them, and then they get into the White House,
change,
see everything that we're not allowed to see, and they go, oh.
Yeah. Why aren't we allowed to see it? Where's WikiLeaks? WikiLeaks or whatever.
Apparently.
WikiLeaks.
They're not good enough to
That's
get
actually
it.
Probably a better
it's
name.
A better name. Yeah.
Instead of WikiLeaks, it ought to be WikiPeaks. Let's take a peek. Abraham Lincoln. There's a new book out this week shedding light on his racial views. And later in the hour, can you walk and talk? I know I can, but this isn't that. That's not. We're not talking about that. And chew gum at the same time. No, this is something different. And the I guess we have to spend a few minutes on Charlie Sheen, but other television news as appropriately reported by Jennifer Horn on Good Day, 13 past the hour.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
17 after the hour or less sex is not... Yeah, about 17 after. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Monday bus is on the road, and we're moving towards...
I like buses.
You like to... I love buses.
Yeah, me too.
I was in the bus business. Back in the dark ages.
Well, I remember that. And that went well for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a trip, literally and figuratively. So, the United States, I was in the bus business, I was on the radio in the community where I lived. And it was really interesting because the newspaper was always taking shots at me, not because of, because I was a local businessman. I was doing some controversial things, trying to get the town to do things that they didn't want to do. And they'd go on the air, or they'd print things, stories in the newspaper, and then I'd go on the air and counter them. It was a back-and-forth kind of a thing. And I look back on it now, it seemed kind of silly. But at the time, I was very passionate about it. You know, you're young and you're full of vim and figuring, let's go fight with everybody. It doesn't make much sense. Notice I don't fight with anybody now, except Rich once in a while.
Yeah,
right?
Every once in a while.
All right. So here's a fight that may be worth fighting, however. There is a study out of how much the United States of America, through its government, is changing things for you in ways which you can't control because they aren't being done legislatively. This has been one of my favorite bugaboos over the years, but it's becoming so much more blatant now. Latest example, the FAA says that it will ban use of laptops in cockpits. The planes.
Remember those pilots had to land.
Yeah.
They were on their laptop.
Yeah. So that's probably a good idea, in a sense. You'd think that the airlines themselves, however, would say, as a rule, you can't use. Why does the FAA have to do? Why does the government have to do? Why don't the people that run the airline say, hey, guys,
no
you want.
No laptops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does
the
government have to do?
Here's the thing. Laptops are yesterday's news, man.
Yeah. What are you going to use now? The
cell
iPhone?
Phones?
Your cell phone.
iPad?
I can do anything on my cell phone that I can do on my laptop almost, except edit pictures.
Your cell phone,
like
though,
that.
Is an iPad. You got to have an iPad.
I have an iPhone.
Like iPhone.
So, and most people can just take their iPhone or they take some kind of a tablet, you know, an iPad or a Droid tablet with them. Are they going to.
Richie wants
two?
Me to get iPhones. I think I want the Droid.
I like my Droid, but I
you
think a lot
Droid.
Of people like their iPhones.
You need iPhones so you can walk into your local Apple store and go, I can't figure this thing out.
Right.
And they'll show you.
No, I'm going to ask you. All right, so here's another example of things that are happening that maybe ought not to, although you can be the judge of this yourself. 800-510-8255. New York has a bill pending that would ban the use of mobile phones and MP3 players while you cross the street. Oregon lawmakers want to restrict bicyclists from using mobile phones and music players.
Mobile.
Can't hear anything, right? In Virginia, a smaller bill keep bicyclists from using handheld communication devices, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
And here in California, a state senator who led the charge to ban drivers from talking wants to fine bicyclists $20 for similar multitasking.
Let me tell you something. I see people jogging and biking with headsets on and going, like, down streets. How do you hear a car
you
about
can't
to
hear
run
anything.
You over?
But is that, does it have to be a law? Or
it's dangerous.
People?
That's dangerous, man.
Yeah. It's just, but the laws are just another way of getting money out of people. That's all that is.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Mr. McCartney, if you please. Interesting
Soldier Boy
stories.
Kisses Girl, Dudley.
Who did his what?
Soldier Boy Kisses Girl.
Yep.
Any time, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't know, but I say love is kind.
So, Heather Mills, the former wife of Paul McCartney,
Soldier Boy,
and a little bit of hot water. It was revealed late last week that a former rep for her says she lied about the abuse allegations she made about Paul McCartney.
Oh.
Didn't abuse him or her at all. I think she abused him,
maybe.
Speaking. Right? Is it mental abuse? It's probably, a lot of people think abuse is all physical. It is not. Plenty of. I had an abusive relationship with somebody who was very abusive toward me. It was all mental and emotional stuff.
I hear she used to take her leg off and beat him over the head with it.
Really?
I wasn't going to go there.
Uh-huh. It's too easy. Richie doesn't have that much imagination. Yeah. He has to go with the old stuff.
I'm down
the tried and true
shot.
Things.
I know she was really hopping mad.
Yeah. All right, enough of that. I'm sorry about that.
I knew it was all over when she said, I put my foot down.
Yeah. 25 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 2020 word quiz. I love to do these things. I have a couple of different choices.
Let me get my pen. This is the one we need a pen and paper for, right?
This is the one you need a pen and paper.
Everybody, time to go get their pen and paper.
All right.
You get this word scramble.
No, I'm not going to do a word scramble.
No, what is it?
No, I'm going to ask you, there are two, let's see here. I think there are two of these, yeah. There are two English words you can make from the following letters. You ready? You have to write these letters down.
Okay.
Everybody ready at home?
All right.
So it's a word scramble, but there are two answers.
Well, I suppose, yeah. And that's not a word scramble as much as this. I'm just giving you a bunch of letters.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this question to clarify.
Yeah.
Can you make two words from all of the words, or can you make words using all the words, all the letters out of these two words?
You can use all 13 letters only once in each word.
So you're going to make two
13 letter words.
Letters. Okay.
Correct. All right. Here are the letters.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
A.
Good question.
Thanks.
There's one A.
Uh-huh.
There are three E's.
Got it. Oh.
This is not
A.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Ready? I'll start again. One A, three E's.
Uh-huh.
Three E's.
An I.
All right.
An I.
Two N's.
Two N's. Right.
Two S's.
Two S's.
Three T's and a V.
Three T's and a V.
You can make two words and two words only in the English language out of All those letters.
A-N-S-T-V.
Yeah. A.
This one's tough.
Three E's, an I, two N's, two S's, three T's, and a V. Now, it's not, well, it may be difficult unless you have a good mind.
Oh, I totally have one. No,
it's okay.
No.
All right.
No, I don't.
One more time.
I thought
here
it was
are the letters. Quiet. A, three E's.
No, that's not
right,
it.
But
yeah,
it's
not
it,
no.
But
that's
it works.
I mean. It, wasn't
it
right.
Works toward it. A, three E's, an I, two N's, two S's, three T's, and a V. What are the two words? You see, I like to make, this is my old teaching stuff coming out of me. I love to do these sorts of things. Spelling, using your head to figure out words, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right?
One of them describes Doug.
What do you mean? One of them.
One of the words describes Doug.
I think both of them describe me, actually. Frankly, if that helps you out a little bit, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. 800-510-8255. At DougStephan.com today, you can meet the Patriot Guard riders, the bikers who are trying to defuse the Westboro Baptist Church protests.
Oh, we had one call
them
before,
on.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah. I remember him. I want to give them as much attention as possible.
Absolutely.
Check it out at DougStephan.com.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, if you're a resident of Hong Kong, you can enjoy a 1,000 megabit internet connection for less than $26 a month. In comparison, Verizon offers 1/20th this service for over 5 times the price. In other news, police are using social networking to help them investigate crimes. Cops are turning to Facebook and Twitter in order to discover motives and have been successful solving crimes using publicly posted information. A recent murderer in New York City was charged after a Facebook post of the victim was found. And finally, Google used a remote software Nuke to remove virus-infected programs from Android owners' phones. It's only the second time Google has used the ability to access users' phones to remove malicious software. Both were done as a security measure to protect user data from being compromised. For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
They've been here before. This is not our planet. It's theirs. And now, they want it back.
This time, the future of my people. We're going to take back our home.
There's not enough room for both of us.
You have no idea what kind of Pandora's box you are opening.
Mr. President, neither do you.
The event returns tonight, only on NBC.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgages.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a good day going on.
Yes, sir.
We have a good day going on. Good news from the airlines. I was talking to the flight attendant yesterday on the plane flying back. I flew from Columbus to Chicago and Chicago to L.A. And one of the things that she was telling me was how American and many other airlines have begun to hire again. It's been almost 3 years because of the decline, the reality of what's been going on. Airlines have not hired. It's interesting how we personalize things. The airline becomes a he or a she. Anyway, it is hiring again. That doesn't sound right, does it? When you say it is hiring again. No, it's they. It's the people in the airline. All the airline, the people are acting on behalf of the airline. Therefore, am I working this too hard? I'm just trying to make a point. Grammar. It's important to us to sound like we're intelligent. And I think you use correct. I'm always struggling with it, and I was a professional at it, and I guess I supposedly still am, using what they call the King's English to try to express myself well and have you express yourself as well. So, anyway, the Delta folks started hiring late last year. They hired 1,000 new flight attendants. Interesting that American has not hired but brought back a lot of their
furloughs.
Yes, the furloughs are back again. This lady told me the youngest flight attendant that works for American Airlines is 30 years old.
Wow.
Are you surprised? I'm very surprised to hear that. Yeah, because the younger ones just don't get back in again. They're not hiring. They're just bringing back people. Flight attendants for the new Los Angeles to Shanghai route, which they are starting. Tourism, business travel increases over in China and in other areas out in the what we used to call the Far East. Not that far. 14-hour plane ride and you're there. It's not that far at all. And more planes are loading up here in Los Angeles, loading up in San Francisco. Heck, the airlines hubs like Dallas has a flight to China every day. Chicago has 3 flights or 4 flights a day to China. New York, 7. Between Newark and JFK, there are 7 flights a day to China.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? I'm just talking about Beijing and Hong Kong. You add in the other cities that now they're going into. I'll bet you that altogether that there are at least 45 or more flights a day from various cities in our country over to China. And likewise, the Chinese are flying their 3 airlines are coming back and forth to our country with regularity. Never go into Dulles anymore, Rich. You not see some airline, China Air or China East.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Yeah, they're all over
absolutely.
The place. Yep. So anyway, I guess that's a good story, good news. Before we get to our television news, trying to figure out what the answer to this question is. And it's not an easy one. Jennifer is working at it. And, yeah, that lady has the right answer.
She does?
Yep. All right.
Good.
Okay, A, 3 E's, an I, 2 N's, 2 S's, 3 T's, and a V. But we'll give other people a chance because we say it's the 2020 quiz and we don't have 20 before the hour yet. So we'll let other people work at it, see what you come up with for a swell prize, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, on the sort of news front, a lot of people are going to be talking this week. Matter of fact, there have been a number of interviews that have been given already about this Abraham Lincoln book. The Gettysburg Address has been an inspiration for all of us, hasn't it? For most people who have read this since it was delivered by Lincoln in the 1860s. But in remarks to White House audience of blacks in 1862, he said, quote, "For the sake of your race, you ought to sacrifice something of your present comfort for the purpose of being as grand in that respect as the white people."
Huh.
He was basically suggesting that the black people resettle in foreign countries on the belief that whites and blacks could not coexist in the same nation. Lincoln goes on to say that free blacks who envisioned a permanent life in the U.S. were being selfish, and he promoted Central America as a great place because of the similarity of climate with your native land and thus being more suited to your physical conditioning.
Wow.
So, what do you think about that?
Well,
it's a book by George Mason University professor, Richie, right down the street from you at Fairfax.
Yep.
The book is called Colonization After Emancipation, based in part on newly unrecovered documents that the authors found in the British National Archives. Documents reveal a complexity of thinking on Lincoln's part. We needed to do what we needed to do in order to save the country. This is not, you'll not find this in a school book anyplace, nowhere.
Sure won't.
Warning the South that he would free all the slaves in Southern Territory if the rebellion continued. That he did. That was the situation. But he did not think that blacks should stay. That's the bottom line here. They ought to go to Belize. And apparently there were a number of, Belize was a British colony at the time. In 1863, a number of blacks went down to Belize to make a black colony. Black American, American black colonization in Belize.
The other question is, did any of them want to stay here? Did they want to go back?
Well, they weren't going back to any place.
Well,
were just packing up, and his suggestion was get out of here, go somewhere else.
Here's what I hadn't thought about. How many generations were here by the time
generations
they were freed
of blacks?
Africans?
They started, the Jews traded them, and other blacks traded them.
Coming to America.
That all started in the late 17th century. There were blacks that were slaves here in the 1600s, 1700s, and so it was a couple hundred years.
Okay, all right. So there were enough generations where there was nothing to go back to. They were basically Americans at that point.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Anybody see Miley Cyrus on Saturday Night Live?
No. I missed it, but I heard she dressed up like Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's funny.
I saw the first part before I fell asleep. And I don't know. Actually, I don't know what to think of her.
She could be funny.
Yeah.
I can see her being funny.
I don't know anything about her. Jennifer has all of the, she has all the information. Now, we've got all these people here, but I want to try, you, Bonnie, were the first one. So what do you think the two words are?
Hi. Attentiveness and tentativeness.
Yes. How did you figure that out?
Oh, I can't tell. I don't cheat, actually.
You cheated?
You want me to say?
You cheated?
Yeah.
That's okay. There is no cheating.
I found
how did you? A new website. What's the
this
website?
This morning I did. It's called unscramble.net.
Ooh. Oh,
really?
Yeah, well, and I typed in the words and hit unscramble it, and boom.
How did you? But how did you find unscramble.net?
I typed in Google search, of course.
Yeah.
Unscramble words.
Hey, listen, Bonnie, it doesn't matter. You were still the first one in with the right answer,
yeah,
which means
absolutely.
You're smart and you won.
Thank
well, she's
you.
Smart
oh,
enough to at least...
Yeah. You live in my neck of the woods, Rich, where I used to live for 20-some years, Danbury Forest, off of... in Springfield.
Oh, yeah, just down the street.
I used to live in Falls Church, too. Yeah,
yeah, a couple of the guys that work here live down there.
All right, before we make this old home week, hold on, Bonnie. There it was.
Okay.
That was good, good work, though. Good job. The word attentiveness and tentativeness.
Oh, wow. Look at this. This is a cool website.
Now yeah. We're going to use that all the time.
So that means that screws up all of my...
No, it doesn't at all. It's still fun.
You're on out, Doug.
I will still try it on paper.
Yeah.
First.
Well, it's not any good. Your brain gets nothing out of going to... Yeah, this is how they train Mensa people. And the Mensa people don't get trained by clicking on Google and putting in a search, but it's...
You're still learning.
Yeah, right. You're learning about a certain aspect of how to figure things out, and that's good. All right, so in a moment, we get to Charlie Sheen, and we have also Jennifer looking into a number of other things that are going on. We have the return of, what was that show, the television show?
The Event.
The Event.
The Event.
Comes back.
Very
exactly.
excited.
Yeah, yeah, finally a television show I can watch.
Last night, the Trumpster had on his first 2 hours, a two-hour show, too.
It's always 2 hours.
Is it?
Yeah.
Every time it's on, it's 2 hours?
Yeah, every time.
No kidding. All right, so we have some other television news to focus on. As I said, Roberta will be back, I'm guessing, next week. Her mom passed away, so funeral this week. I think she's getting anxious to come back again, in fact. And
she's getting anxious to get just to get a life
away.
Yeah.
Your life has been, just
been
a wreck for 3 years.
17 before the hour, so television in the focus next year on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survives passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recording. recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
All right, so did I hear that Miley Cyrus met the impersonator? There was some impersonator. What do I know?
Met an impersonator.
No, I don't know that.
What is that? All right, well, let me just... Charlie Sheen jokes I thought were the best part of Saturday Night Live anyway. Here's Seth Meyers talks about the media obsession with Charlie Sheen.
The suspension of Charlie Sheen's sitcom Two and a Half Men and Sheen's subsequent bizarre television and radio appearances have dominated the news this week, and with a story that big, there are bound to be some winners and losers. First up, winner, Denise Richards. She walked out of a bad movie nice and early, and the rest of us are still sitting here watching it. Denise Richards is like someone who sold her house in 2007. Winner, Angus T. Jones. Not only does this guy get a break from the world's worst role model, he gets to wrap up puberty off camera. No one should have to make the difficult transition from half man to man in the public eye. I myself was a cute kid and I look normal now, but everything in between with just knobby joints and patchy body hair. Also winner, 80s slang. I would have thought the only way to get gnarly and bitchin' so much would be via a time machine. I guess this proves the theory that when you do cocaine, your slang freezes in time like a prehistoric mosquito in amber. What do you mean there's new slang? How did I not hear it? You haven't stopped talking for 25 years. Loser, the news media. Everyone got their perspective a little skewed. Piers Morgan talked to Sheen the way a guy who just ran out of coke talks to a guy who still has some. Well, that's too fine to me. Even Al Jazeera started their broadcast with Libya's on the brink of a civil war, but first, wild times at Sober Valley Lodge. Winner, parents of porn stars who aren't living with Charlie Sheen. Finally, some good news for the neighbors. Hey, is your daughter the one who's living with... No, she is not. You must be very proud. I am. Also, loser, Tigers. Tigers must be wondering, why is he dragging us into this? We're full of tiger blood, and we don't behave like that. We're noble jungle cats, and if we want gazelles, we have to chase them down and catch them. We don't call a service and have two of them show up at our hotel room. And the biggest loser? Winning. Doesn't seem to mean the same thing anymore.
All right, so there's Seth Meyers. They did a lot of Charlie Sheen stuff. They started out the show with one of their characters, Bill Hader, doing a Charlie Sheen. The show was called Duh, Winning.
And Duh, Winning.
Yeah, all of the celebrities busted for public drunkenness. Actually, how many? There were a lot of them last week, weren't there?
Well, Christina Aguilera, Charlie Sheen, obviously, always. And I don't know. Was there anybody else?
I thought there was. All right, anyway, The event. What else is on tonight that is of interest tonight?
The event starts tonight. Also, The Bachelor is getting down to the wire. He'll be picking
bore.
His winner.
But that guy looks like the biggest bore.
Well, he's been on twice now. This is his second season because the first time he didn't pick anybody. So everybody's kind of seeing if he'll do that again, although he swears he's in love. But the big news is that the Kennedys may miniseries, which, remember, History Channel made, but then decided it wasn't historical enough. It's finally found its home on Reels Channel, and they set a date for it to premiere, which is April 5th. So you can mark your calendars if you want to see that.
I wonder if they're going to treat the FBI file released last week that contends that Edward Kennedy arranged to rent a brothel for a night when he visited Chile in 1961. Did you hear that story?
I did not hear that story.
Now you have.
Now I have.
51 after.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
No rain checks.
Michael Levine is the chief operating officer. He's the chief executive. He's the chief cook and bottle washer at Levine Communications in Los Angeles, LBO Online, and their e-alert, LBN e-alert, which so many people, about a half a million people around the world, read their daily overview of what's going on. And the reason that they do is because it covers all sorts of things that are in the public visage, if you will, the public view. Michael, as a PR expert, has handled the PR for lots of stars, lots of celebrities over the years, and has a unique sort of bird's eye view at things that are going on, including the self-destruction of so many, the people who have a lot going for them, whether it's Miley Cyrus and her father, or Justin Bieber, who apparently is a nasty little so-and-so, Lindsay Lohan, we've got the problems with Charlie Sheen. I don't know where to start, Michael, because they all have something in common. Although Bieber hasn't gone over he hasn't gone to the dark side yet. If he keeps going the way reportedly he's going with his attitude, it won't be long before somebody will want to run him over.
That is true. Self-destruction in celebrities has a very long history. We can go back to Elvis. We can go to all kinds of examples and show. That people who have extraordinary talent, extraordinary amounts of money, power, influence, and fame seem to often unlock their sanity and fade rather quickly into a very deeply destructive pattern. And that's certainly the case of Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen currently.
What about the use of drugs? You look at pictures of Lindsay Lohan when she was a mid-teenager, very attractive, very cute, wholesome-looking kid, and now she looks, I don't know whether we've used the term or we've heard the term dirty. She doesn't look like she's got that the coolness, maybe the drugs, who knows, the way she's living her life, the smoking, the drinking, all of that stuff. They ruin themselves physically, but they still seem to be able to act. Charlie Sheen, another one. Man, he can show up and apparently half schnockered, and he can still go through the lines and pull it off.
Well, addicts are really curious creatures, and they have often, for a period of time, a capacity to be very high-functioning. They also have this kind of Swiss cheese psychology, which means that they have holes and places of steadiness. It's a very mysterious and complicated disease. That's why when they go off to rehab for a day or two, it's ridiculous. These problems take years to uncoil.
So what do you recommend? If you had Charlie Sheen as a client and Lindsay Lohan as a client, you see them doing these bizarre, Sheen, certainly bizarre interviews. What do you tell? Does Sheen have a publicist? Does Lindsay Lohan have a publicist?
Charlie Sheen certainly has a publicist, and he's a fine and very brilliant media expert, but I frankly think because he hasn't resigned, he's embarrassed himself.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, representing people of extraordinary self-destruction become not only an exercise in futility, but an exercise in enabling an embarrassment. And, the behavior is so outrageous, so egregious, that I don't know how a sane person begins to even start to defend it. It's
mm-hmm.
indefensible.
Yeah, it is. So then it's not a case. Have you ever had anybody that you'd had to walk away? You don't have to name names.
Oh,
have you ever had
of course. Now, I'm not going to publicly mention the names,
no.
But I have fired clients. I guess a more polite way of saying is I've resigned from
mm-hmm.
clients.
Yep.
Of course.
Yeah. You wonder sometimes, again, you look at Martin Sheen, who's Charlie's father, respected,
yep.
seemingly humble guy, great
yep.
acting career, played a lot of important roles in his life on radio, on television and in the movies. But he seems to be not absent, but frustrated. You wonder how much intervention for a guy, how old is Sheen, 45, 46 years old?
Yeah,
how much can your father do for you at that point?
The problem with addiction, of course, is there's nothing you can do, and that's the key. The key is to do little so that they do hit bottom often. But it's very hard to do because hitting bottom for some people may mean killing themselves.
That's Michael Levine, who's the chief operating officer of the LBNE Alert and a very well-known publicist in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Charlie Sheen takes his craziness to the internet, a webcast on Ustream TV. 100,000 people tuned in to watch Sheen's Corner. Ugh, what a disgrace.